All right, now we're moving to SketchPlots. And on SketchPlots, I don't need to have you introduce yourself and or swear you in. So it's a little more casual and there isn't public comment unless someone really is here and wants to give it. So we are on item six, PR 2022-7507, SketchPlot PS 2022-173. For the Lariner Revocable Trust at 4741 Pan American Northeast, and ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants is representing this one. Mr. Archuleta, give us an overview.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is a request for a 1-2 lot subdivision. The property is currently the location of a landscape company. They're looking at possibly relocating elsewhere, and this is in conjunction with the request before you this morning. So I'm here for comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Water Authority?
This is Andre Hull with the Water Authority. This proposal is resulting in a lot of landlocked areas from a utility standpoint. The subject parcel currently has only one existing water and sewer account. Each individual tract are required to have individual separate water, fire lines, sewer lines, and accounts. Public water and sewer lines may have to be extended to provide individual services to existing tracts A, B, and C. That would be determined with a water availability serviceability statement. You need to request a availability statement, which should include the fire marshal's requirement. Also, all the easements for extending water and sewer would have to be included. And that's all.
Thank you.
Okay, and Mr. Archuleta, I meant to ask, do they have like a proposed users for the, was the stone company using the entire tract? And do they now have, are there prospective users for the two different tracts?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. Proposed tract A1B is location of the building itself of the company. Proposed tract A1A is where they have their product on display. So there isn't a structure, on that proposed tract.
Okay.
Down the line, they're not sure. They just see this as an opportunity to maybe have an extra lot in the mix, but they're not sure what could possibly go there. Obviously, whatever the underlying zone permits. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Code enforcement.
Concerto Trujillo, code enforcement. We have no comments or objections.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Rec Department. There's an existing multi-purpose paved trail to the west of the subject site. Therefore, any requested action should not affect this existing trail.
Thank you.
Hydrology.
Shahapi is our hydrology. Please show the building in relationship to the existing drainage easement. If the building is encroaching into the easement, part of the easement might have to be vacated. Please provide a cross lot drainage easement naming the maintenance responsibility and beneficiary. If the sign is remaining in place, would there be an easement needed for the existing sign? And also any future development will require grading and drainage plan.
Thank you.
Transportation.
Ernest Dormijo, transportation. Pan American is classified as a major collector. So a 6-foot wide sidewalk is requested along the frontage of this site. Please check with NMDOT District 3 to confirm this, as this right of way is under NMDOT jurisdiction. A minimum 4-foot wide clear sidewalk path is required around all power poles and obstructions. Dedication of right-of-way may be required for this sidewalk. For any future development, unused curb cuts shall be replaced with curb, gutter, and sidewalk. If future development is not going to be submitted to DRB, a TCL, traffic circulation layout, will be required prior to building permit. For site development, please provide a traffic scoping form to determine if a TIS will be required.
Okay, thank you.
And Mr. Armijo, this is Chair Wolfley. Is there an access easement already in place for the track A1B? Or does that need to be established?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Their plat shows an existing access easement that follows along the property line.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And planning comments.
This is Robert Webb with planning. Sorry, just got back. With the submittal, need to clarify any development changes, such as demolition, expansion, new structures, or new uses. There's some standard comments regarding submittals and signatures. So let us know if you have any questions on those. We can help you through the application process. Separate vacation of easement applications must be applied for. Proposed easement vacations noted in the application. For the existing 6-foot and 10-foot PNM and MST and T easements. So vacation applications are in addition to the platting application. Future development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of any previously approved site plan. Where silent or if one does not exist, all development must meet the standards and provisions of the IDO, NRLM, and DPM. Clarify access for the back parcel A1B. And there's quite a few different development notes. So as you go through, just let us know if there's questions and we can help you along with those.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
One more question from Chair Wolfley. So there is a sign. Is there a big sign here?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. Yeah, there's a big sign on proposed tract A1A for the landscape company.
All right, so.
So it would technically.
Mr. Trujillo or Mr. Webb, do you have any just bits of guidance on with regard to the sign?
Conchetta, do you want to go ahead on that one?
It may not, since signage is complicated, it may not be something off the top of their head, but I just thought.
Is it an off-premise sign that's already there or one proposed?
Madam Chair, Mr. Webb, this is Derek. Right now, because it's one lot, it's a sign by the existing landscape company.
Oh, okay.
Once the subdivision is completed, then technically the sign would be on a separate, it would be off-premise.
That could be an issue depending on the situation if they have others. So that could be a problem with that. So Conchetta and I, we can touch base offline and kind of go through the entire process for you. But off-premise signs can be a little complicated.
Right. Yeah.
I can comment on the fact that if the sign is currently existing, that shouldn't impact the platting at all. Whatever lot it's deeded on is where it'll remain unless they're going to actually replat out that section, but it wouldn't affect it as far as how we would determine the replat.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Biazar.
This is Shahab Biazar, Hydrology. I just realized that NMDOT, they are doing some improvements along the frontage road on the east side. I can't remember if it's also on the west side of the freeway. Please coordinate with them as far as the future improvements along the Pan American. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great information, everyone.
Yes.
Any other questions? Mr. Archuleta?
Madam Chair, this is Derek. I think we have enough.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go to item.